Okay, today is Daf Mem Zayin. We're in Mem Vav Amud Beis. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, where it says Ela Mehaditnan. So we're discussing that Rav Masharshia made a statement yesterday that he didn't believe any of these. He didn't buy into any of these general klalos, these rules. If it's a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and so, we pass it like so and so. He didn't buy into any of that. Why not? So we tried one. We tried one case where the Gemara seemed to pass like Reb Shimon, and we really passed. One of the rules was we passed like Reb Yehuda. So we said, no, that the rule is only true if we don't have a specific, explicit psak to the contrary. Elmar did not. What about this one? Ir shel Yachid. It's a case we're going to have shortly. It's apparently a city that was built by one person. So by definition, it's a Rishus HaYachid. Even though it's a whole city. It used to happen in the olden days, you know, some rich guy would build his own little city. Right? Ir shel Yachid. And over time, Nasus shel Rabbim.
There's towns that low ratitude. Remember what
it is? Yeah. These little towns that guy owned. So it was a city like that. And then over time, it became a Rabbim. The Rabbim's living there. So does it have a din of a Shus HaYachid or not? So Ma'arvin is Kula, you can make an heir for the whole city. Why? Because it goes by how it started. Even though right now it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but it started as a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And the other reverse is true. Shal Rabbim, if it was one big city, now Vinas and Shal Yachid, right? Some apocalypse happens, only one guy left. He's living there by himself.
Is it owned by one person? Or like a kibbutz now? You have
No. It's owned by one. I think it's owned by one person.
So the outside is a kibbutz.
Right.
And a bunch of people came inside
there. Right.
Now they're taken over by one person.
Correct. They all left.
They all left or was bought out?
I think they all left. Or they all left, or maybe they was bought out. I'm not sure. Anyway, Vinasa Shayachid. That became Rosh Hashayachid. So, again, the name of Arvin is Kula. You cannot make an Erev. Why can't you make an Erev? Because it starts off as a Rosh Hashayachid. That's how it always stays. Unless Elim Kin Asa Chutzala Ki'ir Chadasha Shabi Yehuda. Unless you make a Machitza like a city in Yehuda, Sheshba Chamishim Diorin. Like 50 houses. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer. No, you don't have to make 50, you have to make 9. Six. Shalosh chatzero, shal shnei batim. 3 chatzes, 2 houses each. So to my whole, there's 50 or 6. Then you can make it into Rosh Hashayachid. Vamar chayar bar guri amar raf, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Now, uman palagalei, Rabbi Yehuda. Who's this bar posti here? Rabbi Yehuda. Vamarta Resha, Vamarta Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Alach Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So that's why Rabbi Masharshi said, Dad, this klalos don't mean anything. Well, my kushya, what's the big deal? Dilma Hachanami, Hechad Itmar, Hechad Lo Itmar, Lo Itmar. When Rabbi Chaim Bar Guri says in black and white, we hold like Rabbi Shimon, that means something. That doesn't violate this klal.
What do you mean? The status of the town can never change? What's the issue here? Because it started the day...
I'm not 100% sure. We're going to get to it in the next 3 weeks. Exactly. Why should the city today be judged the way it was 150 years ago? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. We'll get to it later in the week. This whole thing was just brought up for that one little point. The whole daf is going to be like this. The whole thing's out of the whole shot. Most of them are in Erevin, though. El mehadit nan, hameniach es beso. Listen to this. If somebody leaves his house, v'holach l'shavot be'ir acheres, and he's going to spend Shabbos somewhere else. So he lives in a chatzar, and he's going to Shabbos, he's going to Jersey for Shabbos. So he didn't make an Erev with the rest of the town, with the rest of the chatzar.
Of his
where he lives. Now, the halacha is that if every single person doesn't participate in the Erev, you can't make an Erev. You need every house. This guy's gone. So, Echad Nachri, whether the guy's a guy.
We said,
1 minute. Vechad Yisrael, Usser. It's Usser. Assuming you don't do anything. This guy will Usser everybody else, says Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, ain't no Usser. Rabbi says, no, it doesn't Aser. Amr of Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nachwi Oser. A Nachwi Aser. Why is it Nachwi Aser? Says Rashi, the second skinny line. Afal Pisha Eino Be'ir, even though he's not here. He went on vacation. Nevertheless, Shahara Yachol Lavo. He can come back at any time. He's not bound by the laws of Shabbos. The Ein Zeh Hesiach Min Halev. He's not Mesiach Das from his house. Right? Aval HaYisrael. Mishahalech Mikan. V'lo Bo Me'erev Shabbos. Hesiach Lebeso Milibo. Kol Shabbos. Shaharei Lo Yavo. A guy goes to some hotel for Shabbos. He's not going back to his house on Shabbos. On Shayach. Therefore, he's Mesiach Das. Therefore, it's as if he doesn't live there. And therefore, you don't need him for the Erev. Okay? Hilkach Kiman de Lesley Lahach Dira Bailim Dummy. It's as if that's a house that nobody lives in. Can't say that by a guy. Guy he can show up anytime. A Jew's not showing up anytime. He's not showing up on Shabbos. Yisrael, now he explains. Yisrael ain't a Oser. Back to the Gemara. A Jew doesn't Oser. Then they should ain't Derech Yisrael. Love of a Shabbos. Because Jews don't travel on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Omer. I feel he niach his beso. Even if he leaves his house, v'halach lishbos etzel bito to go to his daughter, ba'osa'ir in another city. Ba'osa'ir in the same town. Eina oser, he doesn't daser. Shekvar hisiach daito, because he's leaving his daughter in the middle of Shabbos to go back to his own house. Not going to do that. The Gemara on Daf Pevav is going to make a diach, but for a son, this wouldn't be true. Why? Because you're going to get into a fight with your daughter-in-law, you're going to pick up and leave. But with your son-in-law, you're not going to fight with him. You hear this? Therefore, by your daughter, if you go to your daughter for Shabbos, there's no, you're Mesiach Das from going back home, but you're going to have a good Shabbos. Very nice. It's as if you don't live in the house. But if it's a son, we don't say that. You hear that? What?
How do you know it's good? Maybe he's going to be a part of your Friday night dinner. Listen, how do you know what? I hereby...
Assuming you know. How do we pass through all this? Like Rav Shimon. Uman Polagale. Who is his Bar Plukta? Rabbi Yehuda. In addition to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. But alright, at least Rabbi Yehuda is one of them. Valmarta Resha. Valmarta Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Lachak Rabbi Yehuda. Again, you said the rule is he passed on Rabbi Yehuda. So why is Rav Chama passing like Rabbi Shimon?
That's because he has not a
four-way
argument.
What?
The other one's
a two-way. I know, that's why I asked that question. There's a four-way argument here. But the answer is the same answer. So the Gemara says, Umay Kushya, Dilma Hachanami, Hecha de Itmar Itmar, Hecha de Lo Itmar, Lo Itmar. Right? Where he said, we passed him, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon, that overrides the cloud.
Do we also have a
cloud
that we always
held
like
Rabbi Yossi? Yeah, so the truth is, there's a Girsa issue by Rabbi Yossi yesterday. I didn't mention it because I didn't think it was relevant. When it says Rabbi Yossi, it says Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechavei Rav, and Rabbi Yossi Mechavei Rav. Some change it Mechavei Rav. But the only time we hold like Rabbi Yossi is if it's one-on-one. But if it's a group, we don't hold like him. If it's among the Chaveirim, we don't. It's a Girsa issue. So, yeah. Okay. Elameha. How about this one? Ditnan. Zeu she'amru ha'ani ma'arev b'raglav. So we said, like, we know that you want to make an Erev Tchum. There are two ways you could do it. You could go and send bread 2,000 amos where you have from your house. And then on Shabbos, you could walk to that spot and then another 2,000. Or, before Shabbos begins, you could walk out there, sit there when Shabbos begins, and then... you get 2,000 amos from that spot. That's a very big pain in the neck to do that. It's much easier to send some kid to go put the Erev there. Or to send some shliach to go put the Erev there. Right? Rather than you go sit there for 2 hours before Shabbos. So, the bread's like this. Zeu she'amru ha'ani ma'arev b'raglav. So an ani, isn't a bread to spare like this, to go put extra bread out there. He'll go sit there. Remeir Omer. Ain't Anu, ain't Lanu, Ella Ani. Only an Ani can do that. Only an Ani we're going to be makel and let him sit there and not put bread. Why? He doesn't have bread. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Echad Ani ve'echad Ashir. It doesn't matter. A rich guy wants to go be cheap and do that. No one can stop him. Lo Amru ma'arav mepasa, lo hakal al Ashir. We only said he can put pas there to make it easy for the Ashir. Not to have to go sit there for 2 hours. He'll send somebody. Right? Shalo Yatzel, arav raglav. He doesn't have to go walk. Umasnitsin umasni le Rav Chiya bar Ashi L'chia bar Rav, kamei de Rav, echad ani ve'echad ashir. Both, doesn't matter, rich, poor, anyone can do this. V'amalei Rav, sayim banam halachah k'Rabbi Yehuda. And by the way, the halachah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So, why do you have to say that? The rule is, the halachah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why did you have to add that? And by the way, finish off your teaching that say the halachah is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's one of the rules from yesterday. Tarte l'amalei. Why do you have to say it twice? V'amarta r'meir Rabbi Yehuda, halachah k'Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So the Gemara, in other words, I don't hold from the rules. That's why he had to say, go tell him special.
Who doesn't hold from the rules?
So that's the Gemara's answer. Well, my kushya, what's your kasha? That Rav Misharsha didn't hold from the rules? Dilma Rav, Leslie Lahani Chloe. Rav didn't hold from these rules. Which is how we're going to end the daf. Rav himself didn't hold from the rules. Rav Misharsha said, I don't hold from these rules. Why not? And he had a whole bunch of reasons why not. None of those reasons were good reasons.
Been, who made these rules?
I don't know. The Gemara.
Rav Misharsha
said, I don't hold from the rules.
What do you mean the Gemara? The Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda who? Rav Yaakov and Rav Zvika made these rules. Right?
Rabbi Yehuda here, not Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda here is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Right? It's time Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Yaakov and Rav Zvika made these rules. So Rav Misharsha said, I don't hold from those rules.
Why not?
Because Rav Chama once said that Halacha is like him. Yeah, because when he said that, the rule doesn't apply. Now we have a braisa here where Rav said, by the way, Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you say that? Oh, he doesn't hold from the rules.
Now, are these rules or observations?
The rules.
Rabbi went through the whole shot.
Correct.
Decided, okay, you always go
correct,
like this.
Correct.
Somebody came and made the rules. From
the rule on. The rule is, if a mayor and Rabbi Yehuda argue, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That's a rule. Now, is that rule every single case in shots? I don't know.
It's not one rule in shots that has. It doesn't have about 10
or 7. Right. So says the Gemara, Rav didn't hold from these rules. That's okay. Why would a Misharsha not hold from them? Because he wants to hold like Rav. So yeah. We'll get to that. What about when Rav and Rabbi Yochanan argue? Who do we hold like? So we'll get to that. Exactly. So why do you hold like Rav?
Yeah.
So why would he hold like Rav?
Because
so the answer is, Rav didn't hold from the rules. We'll see in a minute again. Rav didn't hold from the rules.
Because
okay.
Rabbi Yochanan was not in the rules, was he?
No, Rabbi Yochanan's an Amora. Rav's also an Amora.
So, but he wasn't part of the rules. His name wasn't here.
Correct. The rules are only about Tanayim.
That's why he could win over Rav.
Right, but not these rules. Right. What about the following Mishnah? Is the reason why Rav Misharsha didn't want to hold from the rules? What's the story? So we know like this. If a woman has a husband and he dies, or he divorces her, she has to wait 3 months before she gets remarried. Why does she have to wait 3 months before she gets remarried? Because if she waits one day and 7 months later there's a baby that's born, that's a big problem. Who's the father of that baby? You wait 3 months, there's no issues. Right? There's no issues. Because when before the chasana, you can already see if she's expecting. No issues. Fine. Very good. No one has a problem with that. Hayivama. Now, the Gemara, the case is about a Yavama, where the husband died, but it doesn't make a difference if it's a divorce or not. Hayivama. Lo tachlot. She can't have chalita. V'lo tizyabim. And she can't have yibum. Aji heba shlosha chadashim. She has to wait 3 months. Now, why can't she have chalita? Have chalita. She can't get remarried for 3 months. Why, she has to wait for chalita for 3 months? What's the downside if you give a chalita now? What's the downside? Fine, so it was unnecessary. I'd rather that than have to wait 3 months. She says, I want to get out of here. I hated this town. I hate this. My husband died. Oh, here my life. Now I want to get out of here. So give me chalita and I'll go. If I'm pregnant, okay, so we did chalita. What's the downside? So Rashi says, Hayibama lo taklots. Says, Besoch gimel chadashim lemitzas baila. Right, within 3 months. Umafarish time of biyavamis. Shema mu'uberesi. Maybe she's pregnant. Maybe she's pregnant from the first husband. V'chalitas mu'uberes ain't a chalita. And that's not a chalita, because she's pregnant. Right? V'yim tomar tichlots besoch gimel. So I can't do chalita anyway. Gim du chalita. V'tamten ad la'acha gimel. And then wait. Do the chalitza, because the bezin's already here. So do the chalitza now. She'im timtza mu'uberes. If it turns out she was taka pregnant, Ain't a tzricha chalitza. You don't need it. Okay, so you don't need it. Imte le vlad shel kayama. V'yum lo. Timtzum u'veres. And if she wasn't pregnant, ain't a tzricha chalitza acheres. You don't need another chalitza. This was the one. What's the downside of doing chalitza? V'yum tele vlad she'ena shel kayama. And if she gives birth to something not viable, then tichlo tzpam shi, then she'll need another chalitza.
Why?
What?
Why?
I don't know. Anyway, Shema, listen to this. Shemi he vlad shel kayama, deina chalitza la osra la kahuna. What's going to happen? What's going to happen is, she wasn't pregnant. They gave chalitza. Why did they give chalitza? Because she asked for it early. Then they made an announcement. We have to make an announcement. Right, what happened over here? Really, there was no need for chalitza. Why was there no need for chalitza? Because she was pregnant, but the baby didn't make it. Was that what the case is?
It did make it.
It did. The baby made it. So could she marry a Cohen?
Yeah, she's not.
So could she marry a Cohen? Yes.
Yeah.
Why? That chalitza was nothing. So people are not going to know that. People are going to know, oh, they went to the chalitza. It was a big ceremony. They're very rare. People went to go see it. And then a few months later, they look at this. She's getting married to a Cohen. What's going on here? How could she marry a Cohen? Oh, well, Bezdin announced that the chalitza was a nothing because she was taka pregnant. So who knows about that announcement? Right, they put something in the paper, nobody looks at that. Right? So what's going to happen? People are going to think chalitzas are a lot of marikahanim. Therefore, you have to wait 3 months. You hear this? All this Rashi? Esther Rekiva Eger. The Gemara, Esther Rekiva Eger, listen to this. Esther Rekiva Eger. That's not what the Gemara says in Yavamas. The Gemara asks this as a Havamina, and the Gemara rejects it. And the Gemara says, the reason why you wait is because you wait for Yibin, you wait for Chalitza, they go hand in hand. What's Rashi doing? You hear? This is not the reason that she can't wait, that she can't get a Chalitza right away. It's not the reason. The reason is, because just like Yibin you have to wait, so Chalitza you have to wait.
The low plug
lag, exactly. So why'd Rashi give the wrong reason? So Rekiva Eger answers, Rashi always does that. He always gives the Havamina if it's more pshat. This is more of a pshat reason. It's a terrible thing that could happen that people can misinterpret the halacha. Why did the Gemara reject this reason? I don't know. We'll go learn Yavamas. So the Gemara said, it's just like Chalitza. What kind of answer is that? It's just like Chalitza. Just like Yibam. Just like Yibam, you have to wait. Well, Yibam is the reason you have to wait. Here, the only reason is this reason. That's how Rashi quotes it.
There's also a point that Rashi could have said that.
He makes it very wordy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
next. V'chein, back into the Gemara. V'chein shar kol hanashim. All other women, lo yinasu, they can't have nesuin, lo yis arsu, they can't have erisin, ad shiyehe lehen shlosha chadashim. You have to wait 3 months. There's no reason why you have to wait 3 months for erisin. There's no reason for that. It's a low plug. No reason for erisin. They can't be together. What do you have to wait for? A low plug, you have to wait. Echad besulos, echad beulos, echad almanos, echad gerushos. Doesn't matter. All these people have to wait. Echad arusos, echad nesuos. All these people have to wait. In other words, all they had was erisin and the husband died. Still have to wait 3 months. What have to wait 3 months for? There's no reason to wait. She never had relations.
Maybe,
still have to wait.
Maybe they did,
right? So we listen to Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Nesuos, if it's a nesua, then yis arsu, then she can have erisin right away. There's no reason to wait. There's no reason for that. And v'arusos, if they were arusos, yinasu, they can get married right away. Chutz min arusos shebi Yehuda, but not in Yehuda, but in the shaliv of Agathba, because they were very familiar with each other before the wedding. We don't know what went on. Right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hanashim yis arsu, all women can have arusa. All women can get erisin. Erisin doesn't mean anything. All women can get erisin. Chutz min almana bnei evel. Not an almana because she's sitting shiva. For her husband. How could the guy walk in and propose to her at the Shiva for her husband? That's crazy. Otherwise, why not get Arison? Why can't they have Arison?
If they're not, why can't she?
She can. It means a month. It means for shloshim. Okay? A lot of shitas over here. Right? A lot of different shitas. V'amrina, then we learned. Rabbi Elazar, lo, ol, lebei medrasha. Rabbi Elazar didn't go to yeshiva one day. So ashkechei lebei lereb Asi. He bumped into Reb Asi. The Havi Kohen, he did go to yeshiva that day. Amalei, my amr bebei medrasha. What was learned today in the base of medrash? Amalei, hachi amr Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Michlal, what do you see from here? The Yechida Palagale, that one person argued on Rabbi Yossi, and right, and what, and asserted a nesua from getting Eretzin, that's a das yachid. Why? Because if it had been a rabbin, Rabbi Yochanan never would have paskin like Rabbi Yossi against the rabbin. It must be it was one and one. And the Gemara says, "In yes, that's actually true." Vatanya, because we learned, Hare Shaitzer Redufa Lelech Lebeis Aviha. Let's say her husband was a tyrant, and she didn't even live with her husband; she was home with her father. Oh, Shaitzer Lakas and Baila, or they had a fight. Oh, Shaitzer Baila Zake. The husband was an old man. Oh, Chola, this bedridden. Oh, Shaitzer He Chola, she's bedridden. Akara, she can't have any children. Or Zekena, she's old. Kitana, she's a Kitana. Islandless, she's an islandless. Shana Ru Lele, she can't have any children. What's the difference between Nakara and can't have any children? Rashi says something startling. Rashi says Akara means Gesund. Akara Machmas Mazel. Machmas Mazel. Shahare Shakvar Nitzes L'Gimel B'nei Adam. She already married three men. V'lo yaldalahen, she didn't have any children. V'huchzika akara, she is a chazaka now, she's an akara. Right, what does it mean that she ain't a royal leylade? So Rashi says, machmas mashkesam. She had some operation, she drank something, who knows what happened to her? Different things. Anyway, all these cases, what's the chashash? She's pregnant. She's not even near her husband. What's the chashash? She also has to wait 3 months. Why? Oh, shahaya ba'alachosh beis asurim. The husband's in jail. Or Hamapelas. Or she miscarried. So she miscarried, she can't get pregnant for a few months. Right? Or Lachamizas Baila, the husband died already. Kula Tzrich Lahat Gimel Chadash and Divrei Meir. Meir says, doesn't matter. In all these cases, you have to wait 3 months. Why? Low plug. No matter what, you have to wait 3 months. Even though these reasons don't apply. Rabbi Yossi Matir La'aras V'Li'inase Miyad. Rabbi Yossi Matir's Arusa. And Nisuin right away, depending on the case. Right? What do you see from here? It's just Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir. One and one. Lamali, why do we need all this whole Torah? For Amarta, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Alachak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, Alachak Rabbi Yossi. Why did he have to ask him to go through this whole rigmarole? One of the rules from yesterday. So my Kushya, what's in Big Kasha? Dilma, maybe Lafuke Midr Rabbi Nachman Amar Shmuel. The reason he said it is don't get attracted to the opinion of the statement of Rabbi Nachman Amar Shmuel, the Amar who said Halacha Ker Meir B'Gzeirosa. No, we paskin like Rabbi Meir to be Machmer. Rabbi Meir made a Gzeira. Rabbi Meir said you have to wait 3 months even for Eretzin. Now, what's that? Why is it for 3 months? The husband's in jail for 20 years. She's been alone for 20 years. Now finally he died. She has to wait 3 months now. She hasn't seen her husband in 20 years. She has to wait 3 months? Rabbi Meir says, yes. Why? Low plug. I would have thought, you know, we have a rule, another rule, that we hold like Rabbi Meir when it's a gzeira, when it's a bimach. Maybe we should hold like that also. Comes along Rabbi Elazar, who told Rabbi Asi, who didn't go to yeshiva that day, no, we hold like Rabbi Yossi, who says she can get him soon, everything right away. Don't worry about it. Right? Next case. So we don't have a raya, that we don't hold from the rules. Elam Yehud Tanya. What about the following? Holichin li yirid shal nachrim. You're allowed to go to the flea market.
You said we do hold or we don't hold.
So we said yesterday, he said, I don't hold from the rules. Why not? Because of all this? No. He did hold from the rules. Why did he have to go tell him that we don't hold, that we hold like Rabbi Yossi? Because I would have thought that we have another rule about Rabbi Meir. So he told him we don't hold from that rule. But from the rest of the rules, we do hold. We hold like Rabbi Yossi. That was one of the rules. Let's try to bring another right. He doesn't hold from the rules. Ela mehad detanya. Halchin li original nachrim. You're allowed to go to the fair, to the market, to the flea market of the goyim. Velochim mehen behema v'avadim ushvachos. You're allowed to buy animals, servants, maidservants, batim, houses, sados, krumim, houses, fields, vineyards. V'kosev, you can write it, umala barakos shalahem. And you can even go to the secular courts, those crooked courts that they had, to vindicate your claims. V'bnei shein kematal miyadon. Because your mom is saving, you're saving, what it's hatala. It's a hatala to save your stuff, right? And Vim Haya Kohen, these rules are so relaxed that if you're a Kohen, Metame b'chutz la'aretz ladun ula'ari mahem. You're allowed to become Metame in chutz la'aretz. Normally, there's a rule out there in the Gemara. How much it applies to Zman HaZed, nobody wants to really say, nobody knows. But the Kohen can't leave Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it's Tumas Darabana on the whole rest of the world. But for this, he can leave. Have, go have a lawsuit with the guy who tried to steal his money, he could leave. Not only that, just like you can be metame in chutz la'aretz, you can be metame in the Beit HaKvaros. Beit HaKvaros? That can't be right. That's not right. Beit HaPras, the Rabbanan. The Beit HaPras, meaning it, there was, someone said there was a grave for 1,000 years ago. We have no idea. Oh, there has to be a little choshesh for it. Maybe there was. Someone said, the grandmother said, right? But that's what we took to Rabbanan. So for that, that's where the courthouse is. The Kohen could go there. Not only that, umatame lisa isha for little motora. She's allowed, your Kohen is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael and make himself tame, A, for shira, or B, to learn Torah. Why? Amar of Yossi, a Masai, when is that true? Okay, so for a girl, okay, fine. There's a girl. Amar of Yehuda, a Masai. Bizman she'ein motzei lilmod, that's only if there's no one else to learn with in Eretz Yisrael. Aval motzei lilmod, but if you go, but if you find someone else to learn with, lo yatame, why could you leave? What's the hat to leave? No yeshivas in Israel. You have to go to America for yeshiva with not enough yeshivas in Israel? Right? There's 100 yeshivas. Every type of Jew has 100 yeshivas. You can't, right? It doesn't matter. Af bizman shemotzi lil mod nami yitami. Even if there's 100 yeshivas for every type of Jew, right? You're still allowed to leave. Why? Lefi she'ein min hakol zocha adam lil mod. Not everybody can learn from everybody. Right? Says Rashi, ein adam zocha lil mod mikol malamdav. Not everybody can learn from every rebbe. You got to go where you're going to learn. Yesh rav. Sometimes they speak too short, too long. Not everyone can be successful with every rebbe. Not everyone. So therefore, if you know, you've met him once, or you know that you'll be successful, and there's a rav in England, and he'll be successful, then you're allowed to go there. Right? Bummer of Yossi. So this is true. That's true. There's a view of Eretz Yisrael. But that's a spiritual kind of statement. At the end of the day, if you're going to have more success somewhere else, you're allowed to go somewhere else. Bummer, I don't think anyone would disagree with that. Right? Bummer of Yossi. Ma'aseh b'Yosef HaKohen. There was a story with Yosef HaKohen. Shalach Eitzel Rebbe Rabo L'Tzidon. He went to Tzidon. So we're assuming that Tzidon's a Chutz Laretz. We're assuming that. Rashi's Chutz Laretz. L'Lomo Torah. To learn Torah. Bummer of Yochanan. Halachak Rebbe Yossi. The lach is like Rabbi Yossi. Why do you have to say that? The lach is always like Rabbi Yossi. Lamali, v'amarta Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi, lach is like Rabbi Yossi. What do you have to say for? Amar Abaya itzrich, tzagat etzachamina, I would have thought hani mili b'masnithim. Those rules are only in Mishnayis. Aval b'braisa, emalau, they're not in braisas. Kamash malam, they're in braisas too. Okay? Ella, Hachikamar. Rather, we have no answer. This Gemara can't go on forever. We have no answer why Rishash said, I don't like these rules. Therefore, he never said that. What he said was, Ella, Hachikamar. Hani Klali, these rules, Lav Divri Hakol Ninu. Not everyone agrees with them. Not that I don't agree with them. Not everyone. Dahar Rav, Leslie Hani Klali. Rav didn't agree with it. Remember Naman Aleph? Rav didn't agree with it. That's what he meant to say. He meant to say, these rules, they're not universal, because Rav didn't hold from them. Okay? Good?
Now, also, what makes it more complicated is these Tannaim live in different periods. They're not all together at the same time.
All these were at the same time. These are the five Talmidim that were after Rabbi Akiva. These are the five Talmidim, right? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and the Machlokes with the fifth one. It's either from Nechemya or Rabbi Eleazar. No, who's the fifth one? Some say Rabbi Nechemya. I forgot who the other one say it is. Anyway, they were all contemporaries of each other. What we said yesterday was something fascinating. The Meiri points out that Rabbi Meir, who? Rabbi Nassim. Shkoyach, Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Meir here says, Rabbi Meir loses to everybody on these rules. However, Stam Mishnah, which is Rabbi Meir, we paskin like. It's a funny thing. We paskin Stam Mishnah, but Rabbi Meir, we never. So when Rabbi Meir has his name in the Mishnah, we don't hold like that. When it's a Stam Mishnah, it's anonymous, then we do hold like that. That's a funny thing. Well, the reason is because if it's a Stam Mishnah, that means no one had anything to argue about. But it was quiet. It's a Stam Mishnah, it's quiet. I'm not. Why should I should say I have to agree with everything? No, it's quiet. I agree with that. Right? The Rabbi argues in the Rambam a lot. And what about how many times he does? He doesn't argue much more than he does argue. He doesn't argue. There's nothing to say. There's nothing to Ramah. The Ramah has nothing to say. So he doesn't say anything. That means he agrees with it. Right? So all these rules. You can't. Right. Like I said yesterday, Rabbi Akiva holds that you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach and the Afikoman after Chatos. Now, according to this Gemara, we hold like Rabbi Akiva. So why is there a suffix? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it stops at Chatos. So why do we stop at Chatos? Why? So you have to find out why, right? So I believe the answer is because there are these Mishnayos out there that seem to paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? So even though you would say I'm learning Pesachim, the Machlokas Tanoim, the rule is you hold like Rabbi Akiva. How come the rule is like Rabbi Akiva? I mean, many Mishnayos did hold like Rabbi Akiva. Many. What? I know. I'm just thinking of a famous one. Not only that, we said over here that the halacha when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? However, we said muksa we hold like Rabbi Shimon, tov v'shenim etzchavim we hold like Rabbi Shimon, malacha shetuicha legufa we hold like Rabbi Shimon. What's going on? Right? So these rules are not rules. Exactly, a lot of exceptions. Okay. Back to Erevin. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Well, yeah, that's what we're doing. We can try to have tangents as much as possible, but they always bring us back. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Chefte Nachri. The items of a Nachri ain't konin shavisa. They don't have a shavisa. Why don't they have a shavisa? Because a Nachri doesn't have a Shavisa. A Nachri is not bound by the laws of Shabbos. So for example, the Nachri has a hammer, not a hammer, let's see what, a book. He has a book, a sefer. Somehow he got it from the Vatican. And you tell him, ooh, can I borrow that over Shabbos? Yeah, go take it. It's on my living room table. Go take it. But I live more than, but this book, there's no tchum for the book. Why? Because there's no tchum for the guy. So even though you have an erev to get to the guy's house, to get that book, the book has no tchum, right? That makes perfect sense. Amar v'dam shul, chav se nachri ein koden shavisa. Leman, who said that? Ilei mele rabbanon pshita. If it's the rabbanon, obvious. Hashta, chav se hefker de les lehu bailam ein koden shavisa. If hefker items don't have a shavisa, so chefse nachri, chefsem of the nachri, the itzlu bailam, that do have bailam, mibaya, I need you to tell me that they have a shvisa, right? They go after their baal. And just like the baal doesn't have a shvisa, why not? Because he's a guy. So too, the keli doesn't have a shvisa. El alibad yochanan ben nuri. Rather, this must have been going according to the yochanan ben nuri. Kamash malon. When did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say that items get a shavisa? Hanimili chefse hefker. That's only hefker items. To les lu bailam. Aval chetse hanachri to is lu bailam. Lo. But they belong to a guy. There is no shavisa because the guy has no shavisa. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri turns into a big chumra now. By nachri he agrees. But if something's lying in the street and you got there because you have a tchum, That item can't be brought out, we said that yesterday. You can't bring it back to your house because it's bound by its own shvisa. Even though it doesn't belong to anybody, it's sitting in the street. That's a Yochanan Ben Uri's rule.
Even though it might be owned by a guy, too.
Well, it's Hefker, so it's in the street. So we don't know who the original owner was. It's irrelevant. It's been sitting here. We assume it's Hefker. Right? Meisvei. One second. Roshim Elazar Omer. Roshim Elazar says like this. Hashol al kli min anachri. If you go borrow a kli from anachri. B'yantif on yantif. U'vechein mashal o anachri kli me'er v'yantif. Or the anachri comes to you and asks you to borrow something. Right? V'echziru lo b'yantif. And he returns it on yantif. V'kelim and kelim v'otros. Or it's the storehouse. Sheshivaso b'socha tchum. That rests with inside the tchum. Yesh lehen alpayim ama l'chol ruach. That has, each kli in there has 2,000 amos. And as Rashi says, Vafilu hein shel hefker. Even if they're hefker. Vikli shekona shvisa etel hanachri. A kli that got a shvisa by the goy. Vichziru lebailim. And he returns it to you. Vi'irvu bailov lemizrach olamayrav. Ein yochol ho'tzio me'alpayim. You can't carry it. V'nach, back to the Gemara. V'nachru she'evi lo peris mi'chutz l'tchum. And peris that come from outside the tchum. You can't move them. What do you see from here? That the chafetzim of a guy do have a shavisa against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chafetzim nachri konan shavisa. If you say that the chafetzim of a nachri get a shavisa, hamani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And who's the author? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Eli amr kasev Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chafetzim nachri ain konan shavisa. If you hold they don't. And Hamani, who's the author of this statement? Lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'lo Rabbanan. Lo Olam Ksav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Cheftei Anachri, Konan Shavisa. Really? Rabbi Yochanan does hold that. Ushmuel de Amar Ki Rabbanan. Shmuel held like the Rabbanan, that they don't. Ay, v'kedamar de lo Rabbanan pshita. But isn't it obvious? If Hefker things don't have a Shavisa, then how can something that belongs to a guy who doesn't have a Shavisa, how can their Caleb also have a Shavisa? It doesn't make any sense. So it's Pashit. Yes, it is Pashit. Malatim, I would have thought Gzeira Bailam, the Nach Atu Bailam, the Yisrael. I made a Gzeira like this. We're gonna say that Caleb of a guy have a Shavisa, Atu Caleb of a Jew. Because if I'm gonna take Caleb from a guy beyond the Tum, I'm gonna think I can do that to a Jew also. Come on. Therefore, we made a Gzeira. And we authored the Caleb of a guy, we made them have a Shavisa.
What do you have to compare Israel
to? To a guy?
Yeah.
I know, it's interesting.
You make a zero like that usually, you know?
Rabbi Chiya bar Rabba bar Oven Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Chefse Nachwi, Konan Shavisa, the Chefetim of a Nachwi are Konan Shavisa, Zero Bailam, the Nachwi are to Bailam the Israel. Same Zero. So it's a machlokes whether or not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held this or not. Now, just a little story here. Hanu dichwi, there were these rams, to Asumi bar Chasta. They came to the town of Bar Chasta. Sharuluhu Rava, levnei Mechuzah, lemizban menayu. Rava allowed the people of Mechuzah to buy them, even on Yontif, and he set the price after Yontif. Why? Because Mechuzah was in the same tchum as this place. Amar Ravina LaRava, wait a minute, my daitcha, what are you doing? To Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Chavtei Nachri Ein Konan Shavisa? What, because the things of a guy don't have a Shavisa? For Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. We pass on Rabbi Yochanan. From Rechia Bar Abba and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chavtei Nachri Konan Shavisa. Gzerot Bailam De Nachri Atu Bailam De Yisrael. Who made a Gzerot like that? How could you let them buy it? They have a Tchum. Those are bound by a Tchum. So you know what? Rav took it back. Hadamar Rav. Rav said, you know what? Lizvinu livnei mar brachta. I only allow them to sell it in the town of. They can't go to Mechuzah. The Mechuzah people can't come here to buy them. Only over there. Why? That's within the tchum.
Four amos.
No, the whole town has the status of four amos. Meaning, if you live in this town, but I don't live where the goy is, where the ram is. I live down the block. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The whole town has the status of four amos. It's a very similar idea. What the psak is about that, I don't know. I mean, the consensus is that you can't take it in. Other problems, there's other issues about that, about the paper. Other issues.
Well, and this one.
This is a big issue.
Whose paper is that until he gets to you? Yours or his?
Right, so did he bring it for you? He brought it for the neighbor also. It's a bit complicated, Shiloh. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.